Okay, thank you for holding. Okay, so
Oh,
it's basically we're just asking if you have any official documents to show that you are a power of attorney for your son. If not, that's okay. It does not disqualify you. It's just asking if you've gone through a process of that and become power of attorney.
no.
Okay. But that's okay because since your son is under 18, you are next of kin, okay? So, okay. And then now it is asking for your full name as listed on your birth certificate. Is it the name that I have on file? Okay. Is your middle name on your birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, how do I spell your middle name?
SIMONE.
I have first name VONJULA, middle name SIMONE, last name HART.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so this one I'm going to just list off a few things. Were there any of the following issues during pregnancy? Did you have hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placenta insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV AIDS, none of the above or unknown?
None of the above.
Okay. And was your child born premature?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you already gave me this information. We do have to ask it a certain way. Which state was your son born in?
Which state? Mississippi.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Was your son diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. When was your son admit what was the admission date for the NICU? Was it the day he was born?
Yes, the day he was born.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so 9/24/2015, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And when was his discharge date?
The discharge date. He stayed in there like 30 days. So 30 days from.
Okay, let me take a look at a calendar. Bear with me. Let's see. Okay, so okay, 2015, September. So around, let's see, around. Okay, so if it's the 24th, so around the, let's see, there's 30 days around the, okay, so that would probably be the 24th of October. Does that sound correct?
Yeah,
Okay.
that's
And they'll be able to tell by the medical records. It's just to the best of your knowledge, okay? I know it is a little while ago, so that's okay. Okay. And I do apologize. Now it is asking for your son's birth weight.
He was 3 pounds and 10 ounces.
10. And when did you start feeding your son formula or fortifier?
The moment he was born, he was on
Okay.
it since he was born.
Okay. So 9/24/2015. Okay. And when did your son stop eating formula or fortifier?
I think 13 days.
13 days? Okay. So. So about the 7th,
Yeah, about, yeah, 10/6 of 2015.
10/6, okay. And when did you first learn of a possible connection between the baby formula and the diagnosis of MEC?
When did I first start seeing his symptoms from it?
When did you first learn of a possible connection? Like, when did you hear about when this could be a result of the formula? Was it recently? Was it around that time?
That was recently.
Recently? Okay. If you had to estimate a month, it's okay if you don't know exactly when. Would you say it was a few months ago, last year? When would you say?
I'll say a few months ago.
Okay, if you could give me a month, in 2024, when would you say? Was it summertime, beginning of the year,
Was
end of
kind
the
of
year?
like, it was, I think, around summerish. I'll say June or July, I
Okay.
think.
Okay. Okay. Now, when or what was the time between usage and your son's injury? I know we've already asked this a few different ways. We just need to get an exact.
What was the what, man?
When was your son's, or what was the time between usage and injury? So what was the time between he first started and being diagnosed? How many days?
Okay, so the treatment date was 10/9 of 2015
Okay.
of his treatment, and when he was diagnosed, you say?
Yes.
His diagnosis day was 10/8.
10/8, okay.
10/8 of 2015.
All right, so okay, so about 14 days. Okay. And then I know you've already answered this question, but was your son fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Did your son have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Did he have low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly? Trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and or dark bloody stools, none of the above or unknown. And I can read them again, okay?
Yes, he had those symptoms. He had some of the symptoms.
Okay. I'll read them again and stop me at which one you want me or which ones you want me to click, okay? So
Okay.
did he have low body temperature?
He had high body temperature.
Okay, what about green vomit?
Yeah, yellow vomiting. It was
Okay.
yellow.
Okay, what about apnea?
No.
Okay, hypotension?
No.
Okay, bradycardia?
Difficult
Okay.
in breathing.
Okay. Oh. What did he have a swollen red or tender belly?
No, he had blood and stool, though.
Okay. And do you have a copy of the medical records for your son?
Yes.
Okay. Can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or either?
Either.
Okay. Now, what treatment did your son undergo due to NEC?
He had blood test and X-ray.
Test and X-ray. Okay. Did he ever undergo any surgery or get any antibiotics or blood transfusion?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me, I'm adding this to the medical note. Okay. When was your son last treated for NEC related issues?
The date of his last treatment or the diagnosis?
The date of his last treatment.
Okay. 10/9 of 2015.
Okay. And what was your son's diagnosing doctor's name?
Todd Benson.
You said Benson?
Todd
Okay.
Benson, Benton.
Okay. Okay. And he's located out of Hattiesburg, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you've already answered this, but what was the name or hospital or facility that your son was diagnosed at?
Forest General Hospital.
I'm sorry that some of these questions are repetitive. They just want to make sure we have the correct information. Okay. And bear with me, I'm just copying over the phone number
Okay.
and address. Okay. And who was your son's treating doctor?
Who is my son's treating doctor? Todd Bitton.
Okay, same doctor. Okay, thank you. And at the same facility, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Me just copy over. Okay. Now, were there any abdominal surgeries performed, or did the injured party experience a swollen abdomen with discoloration?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, would you like me to add any other medical notes for the attorneys?
No.
Okay, so we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay, and what is their first name?
Uvina, Uvina.
Okay, I have Uvina. Okay, and Uvina's last name?
Hart, Hart.
Okay. Relationship.
Sister.
Okay. And her phone number.
334-313-6586.
Okay. Okay, I have 334-313-6586.
Yes.
Okay. And would you like us to take down her address?
Her what?
Her address?
I currently don't know it. She lives in
Okay.
Florida.
Okay, no problem. Okay. All right, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Not really. I
Okay.
know it's an app.
No, it's an app, but it's also a web page. You don't have to download an app or anything. So I'm just going to be sending you these documents through DocuSign. I'll stay on the phone with you though, so that way if you have any questions, I'll be here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now before I do send them, I want to make sure I have all the correct information. I didn't click any wrong buttons. So I'm just going to go through the questions that you've answered one more time. I'll try to make it very quick and then we'll be done and I will be sending you the documents, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you said you did not get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, correct? Okay, so you never signed any documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Your son was unfortunately diagnosed with necrotizing endocarditis.
Correct.
Okay. And he sustained his injuries that he sustained was sepsis, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And you said you did have medical records showing proof of diagnosis or injuries, correct?
Correct.
Okay, he was diagnosed 10/8/2015.
Correct.
Okay, and he was diagnosed with NEC after being given formula or fortifier, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and he was diagnosed at Forest General Hospital at 6051 US 49 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi 39401.
Correct.
Okay, the brand of formula that was used was Similac.
Correct.
Okay, you are his mother filing this claim for on his behalf.
Correct.
Okay, he is still living.
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. And you have authority to sign on behalf for your son, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You and your son are both citizens of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Your son was born at 31 weeks, correct?
Correct.
Okay. He was diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, correct?
Correct.
Okay. His date of birth is 9/24/2015, and he is currently 9 years old.
Correct.
Okay. And you have his birth certificate, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones who were also fed formula and suffered any injuries?
Yes.
Okay. I'm never going to reach out to anyone unless they reach out to us first. So if you do want to share my information, I'm going to be texting you in a few minutes after we finish the process. And if you want to share my information to help get their voice heard as well, please have them reach out, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, you confirm that your son is male and you confirm the spelling of his first, middle, and last name a few times, so we won't have to go over that again. You confirmed his social twice, so we don't have to go over that again. You confirm the spelling of your name twice and your social. Just to make sure, your date of birth is 6/1/1993.
Correct.
Okay, your email is first name, last name, 741 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, this phone we're speaking on is your cell phone.
Yes.
Okay, your address is 34 Shears Road, apartment 46 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39402.
Correct.
Okay, and see. You said that your son was born prematurely and his NICU admission date was 9/24/2015, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and he was there for about 30 days and until 10/24/2015.
Correct.
Okay. And he was diagnosed in the NICU, correct?
Correct.
Okay. His birth weight was 3 pounds, 10 ounces.
Correct.
Okay. You started feeding him formula or fortifier 9/24/2015 and stopped around 10/6/2015.
Correct.
Okay. And the time between the first usage of formula or fortifier and his injuries was 14 days, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And he was fed formula or fortifier in the hospital, and the symptoms that he had after following using the cow-based formula was green slash yellow vomit, bradycardia, and diarrhea and or dark bloody stools, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry you guys went through this. Okay. And you said you do have a copy of his medical records, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And he was last treated for any C related issues 10/9/2025, or I'm sorry, not 2025, 2015.
Correct.
Okay. And his diagnosis team doctor is Todd Benton at Forest General Hospital.
Correct.
Okay. And he was also his treating doctor as well.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And for treatment, he received blood tests, x-rays, and were there any other treatment or medical procedures that your son underwent or went through due to NEC?
He has like a feeding tube. He had like a tube in him.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so I'm just making sure that the documents are all set up. You will be getting them through text message and email as soon as I click it. So bear with me. I'll let you know when I send it, okay?
Okay.
I'm just making sure everything copied over correctly, okay? Okay, I just sent it, so you should be receiving it within the next few seconds. Let me know if you get it.
Okay. Okay, yes, I have it.
Okay, so what you're going to want to do is look over the documents that I sent you. It's going to ask for your signature and possibly initials in a couple areas. Once you do look it over. I'll stay right here on the phone. That way, if you have any questions, I'm going to also text you from my personal number. That way, if you have any questions, concerns, or you would like to share it with anyone else who you may know who has been affected, feel free to. And I'm also going to include in that text the phone number for the law firm that is going to be reaching out to you. You're going to want to keep a lookout. They're going to reach out within the next 7 days. Most likely it will be within the next 72 hours, but we always like to say give them 7 days. If you don't hear from them in a week by next Wednesday, please call me and I'll connect you straight to them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to stay right here. Let me know if you have any questions or concerns with the documents, okay?
Okay, so do I just sign it where the yellow arrows are coming down at? I sign it in that.
Correct. It should guide you through it. So, once you click on one of the signature boxes, it's going to ask you to adopt and sign. Once you click that, then you should be able to just keep clicking the next button up at the top right corner. Sometimes it's at the bottom right too, depending on what phone you have. And when you click on next, you'll just go to every box that needs a signature or a initial, and you'll just click on it. Once you do the signature and initials once, you won't have to sign again. You'll just click on it to add it to the next few couple areas.
Okay. Oh, that's initial. Okay, it says that the agreement has been signed
Okay.
successfully.
Okay. Let me take a look. Bear with me. I'm sending you the text right now. Let me make sure I have your phone number in. Okay. Okay, so I just sent you a text from my personal number, so feel free to ask any questions, or if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out, okay? We're here to help in any way that we can.
Okay.
Okay, now let me take a look to make sure that I received the documents. Okay, I got them on my end. So yeah, just keep a lookout for the attorneys. Since you said that you want a email first, they're most likely going to send you an email first before they contact you. So keep a lookout. If they miss you for any reason, they'll always leave you a voicemail, okay?
Okay, thank you so
Okay,
much.
you're welcome. Do you have any questions for me?
No, you're very helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And my heart goes out to you for everything you and your son experienced. I admire your strength through such a difficult time. I know it wasn't easy.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.